Last time on Sports and Commentary, biathlete Paul Shomer from Appleton laid out the story of how he went from a casual cross-country skier to a competitive cross-country skier to a world-class biathlete. Hi, how you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today, a show that you helped to sponsor with that tax-deductible contribution to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can look us up anytime online for information, or if you'd like to give quickly, safely, and securely, just go over to WWIB.com. 3.5 years after Paul Shomer went to his first U.S. training camp, the Kimberly High alum barely missed making the U.S. Olympic team in 2018. Illness kept him from qualifying this year. Paul Shomer is back to share his story of redemption in Jesus Christ today. So we've had a chance to get to know you here, Paul, in previous shows. And you have this incredible passion to know Jesus more clearly and intimately every day. It's clear that that's your desire. But where was the start line for this race for Christ in your life? What happened?
Yeah, I mean, as far back as I can kind of remember, I've always just kind of had this more or less fear. I would say it was always a love of God. And I think part of that maybe came through my relationship with my dad growing up. I always kind of had like more of a fear of a punishment from God growing up. And so I think that's where like my relationship started. And granted, that's not good now. And I don't see God like that anymore. But it was mostly in high school is when I really started to come to know Jesus. And not just like a God in church. And so there was FCA was at my high school, and I kind of went there and my starting of my freshman year, but it was at the start of my in the summer before my freshman year of high school, I actually started to develop anorexia, an eating disorder. At the end of my eighth grade year of high school, I wanted to get on the weightlifting board. I wanted to be recognized by my peers, but in order to get there, I had to drop a few pounds that I'd gained after the wrestling season. And so I did the best that I could as a 13-year-old kid and ended up just overcompensating and really spiraling into this addiction. And by my freshman year, I was struggling. I was starting to feel depressed, and I kind of felt like FCA maybe would help give me some answers. And so I started going to FCA, and it was there that I met the FCA huddle leader at Kimberly High School, Bill Murray. And he was this cool guy. You know, he was like a football, basketball guy. But he was just in love with Jesus. And he talked about bringing Jesus into every part of our lives. And it was the first time where I really saw someone who cared about bringing Jesus into every single part of their life and not just on Sunday. So I started to continue to go to FCA. And it was, now, but I was struggling with my own things in my life. And then it was that January that my dad passed away in a car accident. And so it was at that point that all these different things in my life were really kind of messed up. And I wanted to ask God, like, why are all these things happening? And I kind of went up and down for a while. And then finally I went to treatment at the beginning of my sophomore year of high school at Rogers Memorial Hospital in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. And it was after that time when I was in treatment that I just spent every day just like reading my Bible. And I didn't really know what I was reading at the time. I just kind of was reading it because I felt like that's what I was supposed to do. But I think God was just starting to instill some of those things in me of like, I have a purpose for your life. Because when you're sitting in treatment, you don't really know what's your life has for you afterwards. It was when I got back to Kimberly after treatment that things really started to kind of take off. I was like, I don't want to live a life of live a life like everyone else kind of has, but to really live a life for Jesus. And so I continued to work with FCA and became a student leader there. But then it was like the next step came when I went to college at Sklaska. I had some of the best friends there. They were definitely prayers answered, and we just we just started, it was like iron sharpening iron. We would go out on Friday nights and just try and go find people to pray for. We would just constantly be like working through Bible study stuff. I mean, it was just a great group of guys. And, I mean, the rest is just kind of history from there. I mean, once I've come to know Jesus, it's just like, I can't deny him. And I've seen his power and I've seen him work in my life, time and time again. And even though I do wander away, he just is always there for me. So, and it's a continual journey and continuing to grow in him every day. So
yes, it is a journey for all of us. Well, thanks for taking us along on the ride today, the adventure of knowing Christ in your life. Paul Shomer, the American biathlete from Appleton, Wisconsin, finished fourth this year and just not long ago at the U.S. Nationals out in Utah. Paul, appreciate you being on the show. Thanks a lot, and we'll be in touch for future sports and commentary, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much, Greg.
Absolutely. Have a good one.